Thank you for the introduction. My name is Amir Salahpour, and today I'm presenting on nitrogen versus phosphorus-based manure and compost management of corn. Manure and compost have long been used in corn production systems, not only to provide nutrients, but also to improve organic matter, soil organic matter. Application rates are often based on nitrogen requirements of corn. N-based management results in over-application of P and K compared to crop removal, causing agro-environmental issues such as high K forages or risk of P runoff. A potential alternative can be shifting from N-based to P-based application of manure with immediate incorporation. With that quick introduction, our objective were to evaluate the change from N-based to P-based manure and compost application on corn silage yield, corn silage quality and milk production potential, and soil test nitrate P and K. An experiment was initiated in 2001 in Aurora in New York. I was in high school at that time. The soil baseline was taken from 0 to 20 centimeters. These are the values. The P is classified as high, and potassium is classified as medium. That's right. The experimental design is a complete randomized block design with five replications. We had six fertility treatments, two rates of composted dairy solids, the 45 for a U.S. audience is equivalent to 20 tons per acre, and 77 megagram per hectare is equivalent to 34 tons per acre. We had two rates of liquid dairy manure, 64 kiloliter per hectare, which is equivalent to 7,000 gallons per acre, and 180, which is equivalent to 20,000 gallons per acre. We had two inorganic N rates, 0 and 112 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. The 112 kilogram nitrogen per hectare was an estimated optimum N needs of corn. All plots received a starter application of 22 kilogram per hectare nitrogen, P2O5 and K2O. This is the composition of manure and compost, and during the 5 years of the study, the available N to P ratio in N-based manure was 2:1. For P-based manure with incorporation was 4.7:1. And for N and P-based compost was 2.3:1. We harvested corn for silage. We measured these quality parameters. We took soil samples 7 to 10 times each year and analyzed the samples for Morgan extractable soil nitrate P and K. We calculated nitrogen P and K balances simply by subtracting crop removal from amount of application. We used a decay series approach to quantify the available nitrogen in the year of application and 2 years after that. And we calculated the quality parameters such as relative feed value and total digestible nutrients. And we used milk 2006 to calculate milk production potential. Before I start talking about the corn dry matter yield, you're going to see this figure and another one like this. The blue color represents for the compost, green color represents for manure, and the yellow color represents for inorganic fertilization. The darker colors represent for higher amounts or N-based management. As you can see, in 2002, there was a drought year. You see a very low yield. We thought that the first 2 years of this study is a transition of, there are a lot of build-up happening in our organic fertilization system, so we are focusing on the last 3 years of the study. Average over 3 years, corn yield was the highest in N-based manure, and there was no significant differences between P-based manure and N-based compost, and zero nitrogen was the lowest yielding. With the shift from N-based to P-based manure management, we saw 13% yield loss. We saw 7% yield loss with the shifting from N-based to P-based compost. And if you shift from manure source to compost source, you see 8% yield loss. Looking at the forage quality and specifically crude protein, average over 3 years, we saw there was no significant differences between N-based manure and 112 inorganic fertilization. They were higher than P-based manure, but P-based manure was similar to N-based compost. If you shift from N-based manure to P-based manure, you saw 8% crude protein loss. If you shift from N-based compost to P-based compost, you see 9% crude protein loss. And you shift from source of manure to compost, you saw 13% crude protein loss. In this table, we saw that the zero or unfertilized treatment had the less desirable quality, but we saw no overall quality loss by shifting from N-based to P-based management. This is the soil nitrate trend. This is a very messy figure. That's what we expect from nitrate. If you look at the end-of-season nitrate, we saw that N-based treatment had the highest end-of-season nitrate accumulation in the soil. We focus on the last year, which was the last cycle of our rotation. We are showing the data from silage in 2005 to April, which was the beginning of the year in 2006. We saw that in April, all the nitrate levels reset to the similar levels. So we saw no significant differences, regardless of the treatment. We saw some mineralization happening, especially in our corn, in our compost treatments, reflecting the soil organic matter buildup. And if you look at the inorganic fertilization, we saw half of the nitrate was lost from September to December. Perhaps cover crops such as rye, cereal rye, which is not kind of winter kill, could be a very nice management practice in our cropping system. Looking at the soil phosphorus trend, P20 is where the P-recombination equals zero. You can see that both N-based treatments pass that level, and followed by CPE and MP. These data showing the increase in soil test P, you can see that in compost, the N-based build up soil test P by 6 times compared to 3 times with phosphorus-based compost. In N-based manure, it was 4 times versus 2 times, and we saw no change in inorganic fertilization. This is the soil potassium trend. Again, 82.5 is the where the K recombination is equal to zero. And we saw that all organic treatments passed that level. If you look at the increase in soil test K, you can see that the N-based treatments in both source of compost and manure build up 3 times versus 2 times in P-based approach or management. And again, we saw no change with the inorganic fertilization. Looking at the phosphorus balance, a shift from N-based to P-based resulted in 45% lower P-balance and 77% lower P-balance in manure. That lower percent P-balance in manure could be due to the available N-to-P ratio in our phosphorus with incorporation. In potassium balance, we saw a with shifting from N-base to B-base resulted in twofold lower K balance in compost and more than fourfold lower K balance in manure. In this figure, x-axis showing the phosphorus balance over time, with the y-balance is the soil test P. We wanted to see whether we can conclude from increasing in phosphorus balance versus salt SP, we can see that in 170 kilogram per hectare phosphorus balance, you can say that 15 ppm salt SP increase. It somehow is differentiated between sources after that point, and you can see it was built up less with manure and more with compost. We thought that it can be the P form in the manure that cannot be shown by the Morgan test. In conclusion, we saw 7 to 13% yield and 8 to 9% crude protein reduction from shifting from N-based to P-based manure and compost management without affecting overall forage quality. A shift from N-based to P-based manure and compost resulted lower P and K accumulation in the soil. And we saw a grand challenge here, because I don't think any grower could accept that yield loss. We don't think that's N, P or K issue. We don't know what it is yet, but we are trying to find a great solution for it. I would like to thank Federal Formula Funds and Sustainable Dairy Project for funding our study, and I would like to entertain some questions. Thanks. So basically, the question is how we applied N-based versus P-based. So we basically, our approach was that we estimated the crop need for P and crop removal of nitrogen and crop removal of phosphorus, and that's how we applied.
Any other question, please? Thank you.
Thank you.